The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Oh my, it's Fantastical Friday. And we're sailing into the kingdom of God together. First up, we talk a little bit about prayer and how saying the same thing over and over is not only boring for you, but for God too. Haha. Next on our list, we challenge a political leader. Yeah, I know, I don't like doing it very often, but who tells a reporter what biblical love is and misses it by a Texas mile. Oh, my goodness. And finally, are we the kind of Christians that like to be tickled in our ears?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Yeah. Politics. We are going to have to cover a little bit of that. Entertainment and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities and oy vey. So much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? You are welcome to text us at 214-210-8483. You know you can do that to answer trivia for a prayer request or for a praise report. Doesn't matter. Plus, you can also call us. So for those that are like, I don't want to text, Dave. I just want to call. Okay. Then the number is 972-445-0770. For the third group that's like, I don't want to call. I don't want to text. I just want to yell off the top of my roof and have you hear me. Don't go on your roof, but go out your front door and scream as loud as you can, and I will let you know if I can hear you. Here's the first trivia question to get things rolling. Name the husband and wife team that pretended to be better than they were in the book of Acts. Who was that? Text 214-210-8483 or call 972-445-0770. Keep in mind, any topic is open for conversation because it's not professional radio, and we have proven that multiple times. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Couple things to tell you guys that happened yesterday that you don't know. I gave you some of the things that took place that were holidays yesterday and that were supposed to be the dates from yesterday. Wrong date. So I need you guys to keep me in check just a little bit more. I kind of blew that. I gave you the dates from the wrong date. That's my bad. I own it. I did it. I'm bad. I'm sorry. Anyhow, so that does happen. So we'll try and get the dates correct today. On this May 29th, day of 2020, for those that do not know, it's National Biscuit Day. So I don't know. I'm not sure what to do with that, really, because, biscuits and gravy, that can be good if you get, like, Kentucky Fried Chicken and you get their biscuits with the coleslaw. But do you like biscuits? Are biscuits a fave of yours?
I love biscuits, except for Popeyes.
You don't like Popeye biscuits?
No, they're very dry.
I did not know that. See, you learn so much stuff when you ask questions. It's also Paperclip Day. I don't know what that means. But, I mean, I know what a paperclip is. I don't know why they have a day.
I'm telling you, staples are going to be next.
Okay. Staples. You got that rolling. It's coming down the road.
It's coming.
It's coming. There's no. Today is Shavuot. For those who do not know that means weeks in the one of the three major festivals, Passover, Sukkot, and Shavuot. It celebrates the end of the 7-week Omer counting. So I'm just letting you know for those that are really into that. You know, I'm aware of it. I'm not as into it as a lot of people. There's nothing wrong with being totally into it and totally committed to that. I love all the people at the very beginning of my faith, I was in fact connected to Jews for Jesus in my beginning part, and then kind of moved. The Lord moved me in another direction. I think He was like, "Let's put Dave in a corner," and that's where I've been ever since. And additionally, for those that do not know, it's also National Heat Awareness Day. Coming out of Arizona, all I can say is, but it's a dry heat. I don't know what that means at 120, but it must mean something. On this day in 1935, construction of the Hoover Dam was completed. Here's one that caught me off guard. There's always one that I go, wow, wow, wow. In 1942, on this day, Bing Crosby recorded the White Christmas album and the song White Christmas. Remember? That song has sold over 100 million copies. The best-selling single of all time. How about that? That's like, wow. That's amazing. Finally, on this day in 1953, Sir Edmund Hillary and Sherpa Tenzin Norgay are the first people to reach the summit on Mount Everest. So I thought I'd just let you know that stuff right there. Okay. Again, question, trivia. You can call in or you can text in. People are already responding. The question is, what was the name of the husband and wife team that... What was that? Well, that was pretty good. What was it, though?
It was Wet in the Wild.
Oh, okay. A husband and wife team that pretended to be better than they were in the Book of Acts. What were their names? There's two of them. If you are a Resurrection Band fan, they did a song off this. Just letting you know that right now. Colossians chapter 4, verse 2 really applies to me and hopefully to you, and hopefully this will be a blessing for you. It says this, devote yourself to prayer. Stay alert in it with thanksgiving. It doesn't seem like it's a very deep, long, and complex statement, right? Devote yourself to prayer. Stay alert in it with thanksgiving. First of all, devote yourself to prayer. People try to make prayer as something where you've got to do all these different things. Prayer is talking to God, okay? It's the heartbeat of faith. And we need a separated time. So this does not really count as prayer. You're driving down the road, and this happened to me today, and then there was an accident to the side of me, and then everybody made sure everybody was okay, and then everybody was moving, but then there's always the people that drive and go, you know, what is it? Then they almost stop. They look at the accident, which was, you know, an accident. It was like a fender bender, and then they move along about 1 inch, 1 inch, 1 inch, 1 inch, 1 inch. When I say, oh, Lord, let these people move faster, that's not devotional prayer time, okay? When you get a meal and you go, gee, this looks a little iffy, okay? Noel and I decided to experiment with what we thought was going to be a regular lasagna. Turned out that instead of noodles, they used this cornmeal stuff for the noodles. And it was, let's just say, as Jewish people, we don't give thanks till after the meal. This would be the justification for that. Because if it's not good, why are you thanking God? Here's the bottom line. Those things are not prayer. Prayer is separated time talking to God. You ever talk to your mom or your dad or your brother or your sister or your best friend or your kids just on the phone, chatting away 5, 10, 15 minutes, catching each other up, making sure everybody's kind of – that's what we're talking about. That's why a band like Daniel Amos is so great. They have this song called Shotgun Angel. And the whole thing is about a trucker. And as the trucker is driving, Jesus is like – he's thinking that Jesus is in the seat right next to him. He's talking to Jesus. Like, there you go. That's the prayer part. And you think, well, that's just too irreverent. That is exactly the design of God. And what God wants us to do is stay alert in it. Why? Here's why. I'm going to read this out of Matthew chapter 6, verse 7. This is something Jesus said. When you pray, don't babble on and on and on, as the Gentiles do. They think their prayers are answered merely by repeating their words again and again. That's wrong. Your prayers are not answered by repeating your words again and again. English Standard Version says this, and when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases, as the Gentiles do, for they think they will be heard for their many words. When you're praying, stay alert in prayer. It's very easy to get into a formula in prayer and repeat the same thing over and over again. I've been doing this a long time. I fall into that from time to time. I was praying today. Noticed I was going down a very similar vein, and I stopped my prayer time. I stopped like what I was saying, and I said, Lord, I don't want to just talk to you in these rhythms. I just want to talk to you. I just want to empty myself before you and make sure that you see everything that's in me. I know I'm doing this wrong and this wrong and this wrong, but I really need help here. But I really need wisdom in this direction here, and really need to know that you're approving of this. And this is – talk to him. Don't go through the motions of prayer. Don't go through what I would call the religiosity of prayer. Don't just babble on because you're trying to fill the time and the space because you're not used to quietness. In Psalm 46:10, it says, be quiet or be still and know that I am God. There's a communion between you and God if you just sit there and be quiet. Now, you might think, oh, that's ridiculous. Let me explain something to you that I think every person could totally identify with. I really, really enjoy my wife and our relationship and what we've got. And if she is in the room doing something else, like working or doing the books that she has to do or creating a schedule, and I'm in the room working on a paper that has to do with intertextuality, which has to do with the Old Testament, the New Testament, we might not even be on the same mental plane, but I'm okay and she's okay because she's in the room with me and I'm in the room with her. And we don't even have to say a word to each other. It's just the knowledge of the connection that we're there together and we stand together. That's how it's supposed to be with God. You just, hey, I'm just calling upon your name. I don't have a lot that I really want to share. Just want you to know that I'm aware of you. I'm trying to kind of, you know, move my brain so it's more in touch, more alert, more connected. And I think that the honest prayers are the most powerful moments in Christian life for two reasons. One, they're the most intimate with God. And two, they open the doorway up for the biggest miracles you can even think of. And that's the key. That the Lord works with us and shows us and brings into our little universal realm, his kingdom realm, the kingdom of heaven. And he does it because he loves us. And it's like, wow. Thanks, Dad. I mean, have you ever said that once? Thanks, Dad. That's how it should be with the Lord. Because he's your father. He's your dad. And he's not a bad one. He's a perfect one. Never abandon you, never abuse, never hurt you. He always does everything with your best interests in mind. So no babbling. Don't go through the motions. Stay alert. Be devoted to prayer. Commit yourself to it. Okay? All right. The answer to the husband and wife team that pretended to be better than they were was Ananias and Sapphira. Acts chapter 5. Folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water, damage, call Mr. Restore.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
That a joyful heart makes like medicine. If you got a better joke than these, you can call and tell me, but it's got to be a better joke. How do groups of angels greet each other? Ready for this one? Halo, halo, halo. Come on, like halo. Come on, you don't like that one? Oh, come on. Which servant of God was the most flagrant lawbreaker in the Bible? Moses, he broke all 10 commandments at once. See, because he threw down the tent. Where was Solomon's temple located? Do you know that one? On the side of his head. What? That's a legend. How does Moses make his coffee? He brews it. Okay. How do we know that there were automobiles in Jesus' time? Do you know this one? It's an old one. It's very simple. because the Bible says that all the disciples went out and were in one accord. Okay. All right. Did you hear about the dial-up prayer service they have for atheists now? Did you hear about that? You dial the number, it rings and rings and rings, and nobody answers.
Spoon!
Okay. Somebody's going to dislike this one, but this is silly, so just relax. Take a deep breath. Are you into life so serious? I mean, are you not just sick of everything that's going around? Take a deep breath and think about this. Who are Gumby's favorite Bible characters? That's right. That's right. I said Gumby. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Abednego. Thank you very much. Who was the smartest man in the Bible? Smartest man in the Bible. Abraham, because he knew a lot. Come on. That's good. All right. Here, we'll get to the best ones, and then we'll quit. On the ark, Noah got milk from the cows. What did he get from the ducks? Quackers. All right, that's not that good. What animal could Noah not trust? You should know this. I've told you this before. What is it? What animal could Noah not trust?
A lion.
No, the cheetah. The cheetah. Which Bible character had no parents? Joshua, son of Nun. There you go. See, because it's N-U-N. Oh, welcome back to the Nut House. I mean, to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. This is some classic Joe. Don't tell me. What kind of lights did Noah have? Do you know what kind of lights that Noah had? Do you have an idea? Floodlights. Okay. Don't get me going. I have so many of those. It's kind of sad. I have so many jokes, and I've been doing this so long. I've been doing this as long as the Dead Sea was still sick. That's right. I said it. Okay. Dead Sea, still sick. Get it? Okay. A couple things to tell you. Got the opportunity for you to do another trivia question. 214-210-8483. Or you can call us. Don't be afraid. I promise I won't bite. 972-445-0770. Here's the next trivia question. Just finished one. Here's the next one. Whose face in the book of Acts looked like the face of an angel? Ooh. Whose face in the book of Acts, somewhere between 6 and 7, whose face in the book of Acts looked like the face of an angel? If you know, you can text 214-210-8483, or you can call 972-445-0770. Okay. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. I did put up there last night what I consider to be a really simple prayer formula. If you want to talk to somebody and you're not sure, well, what do I say if I want to lead them to make a decision for Jesus Christ? I put up there a 96, it's 96 words, but it's under 100 words, pretty fast. Takes less than a minute to say. I did put that on the website, so if you want that, you can copy it. You can change a little bit of it. It's very specific to the requests of Scripture that it asks people to respond in. Check it out at hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Also, see there's a big also there? A-L-S-O. Also, don't forget, we are at the end of the month. If you are one of the people that are thinking about giving to the ministry, we could really use your help. We are at the 29th, wrapping everything up by Sunday evening. If you're able to give, it's fantastic, and we appreciate it. If you can't give, that's fantastic. We appreciate that you want to. But if you're able to, or if you can consider it, and it's part of something you want to do, we encourage you to do so. Go to hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. If you do that and you give, I think you get to see that little video that I made like moons ago, many moons ago. But it just keeps the ministry going, keeps us on the air, and we're trying to kind of get ourselves solidified. We've been doing this now for 15 months, right? Oh, wow, 15 months. Oh, somebody has called in also get us, and so I'm waiting to see what Tierra wants to tell me from that. While she's doing that, don't forget, you can email me, david@hemusincrease.org. Facebook, he must increase ministry, and YouTube, he must.
Jerry. Just it wanted to.
Okay,
call
it's
and
Jerry.
Talk to you.
Okay, you want to grab that then? Okay. Is there a ring, ring, ring? Okay, let me know. Okay. Oh, there it is. Hello, hi, Jerry.
Yeah, how you doing? I've been listening, buddy. I just don't do texting.
That's not a big deal. It's not a problem at all. How you been?
When you was at home, I couldn't call. So.
How you been?
I'm doing good. Doing real good. I'm blessed.
Well, I'm glad about that. I've been praying for you.
Yeah, I figured you was thinking about me. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. All right, my friend. You got a trivia question. Who had the face of an angel in the book of Acts?
I think it's Stephen.
That is correct, sir! You are sharp as ever, my friend. You've got it going on. That's exactly right. They looked at him. He had the face of an angel. I'm not sure exactly what that moment was, but, man, that must have been something.
Really. Yeah, really. He went through enough to be worthy of an angel, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, my brother, I appreciate you calling in. You doing okay? We keep praying for you. If there's anything specific, don't you hesitate to tell us, okay?
I just had a little pneumonia, but I took some antibiotics and prayed, and they went away, and so just pray for good lungs so I can keep on singing the gospel.
You got it, brother.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless.
You too, bud.
All right. Take care. All right, ladies and gentlemen. So that was our good friend Jerry. So for those of you that texted in, so you get the answer early on this occasion, the answer is Stephen. That's right. Some go Stephen. It's like, okay, really? Really? Tomato. Okay, sit down. Everybody take a deep breath. I don't do politics a lot. I think that Tierra, who's been really helping us throughout, especially ever since this stuff happened, she has just been the key anchor to us getting the show on the air and getting everything done. We laughed the other day because she's not used to me not calling in, because I would call in, then hang up, then call like four times a show, right? Or three times a show, four times a show. Anyway, but she'll testify. I don't do a lot of politics. I'm kind of like, I understand. And I understand you got to, and I don't have a problem with it. I'm just not huge on it. Right? I mean, that's not my big thingy.
I'm not either.
Yeah. I mean, there's a point where, and I don't mind if you are, so don't get that wrong idea. I'm just here to try and encourage in the game. The only thing that drives me batty, besides Batman, the only thing that drives me batty is when somebody in a political position tries to become a Bible teacher. Those are the things that just like, No. You know, this is the problem when you have people who aren't qualified. Now, the King David was an exception, as you know. But most of the time, people who are politicians are not all that, what's the word I'm looking for? Bright. That would be the word I was looking for. And so I'm just going to share this with you. You don't have to like this segment. You don't have to love me for it. I'm just telling you what the truth is. I can't do anything else. Like any other preacher in any other church, just trying to use scripture and make sure that it's applied correctly. So person that mentioned this is the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. And she was telling a reporter that biblical love meant your neighbor had to be accepted no matter what they think, no matter what they do, or no matter what they believe. It's just like, what? I mean, you just stop. What? You have to be accepted no matter what they think, no matter what they do, no matter what they believe. Of course, Jesus did not teach that. In fact, if her theology was correct, she would have to support a person who wanted to kill Americans, disrespect God, enslave women, crucify Christians, eliminate Israel, rape children, and other despicable actions and attitudes. Please, nobody text me and saying that's what she wants, because I know that that's what's going to happen. All right, this is the thing. That kind of thinking has to do with more of an anarchy mindset, not biblical or Christian love or acceptance. Jesus did not accept or authenticate behavior that was contrary to the Word of God. In fact, in Scripture, the exact opposite. Loving your neighbor means to be willing to warn your neighbor of God's wrath. That's the first thing. The second thing is when Jesus healed a woman, forgave a woman, he said, leave your life of sin and go and sin no more. It's like, that wasn't accepting her. It's like, don't do that anymore. Stop it. That's what he said. Stop it. Stop doing that. True love involves discipline, as Hebrews 12:8 says, otherwise you're an illegitimate child. The Sermon on the Mount intensifies humanity's guilt of sin by declaring the inward thoughts of people a legitimate area of sinfulness and then the call to repentance. Wow. Jesus' first big sermon said, you know that stuff that's going on in the inside? There's sin there too. Uh-oh. Scripture declares every person a sinner. I think everybody knows Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. It's not I'm okay, you're okay. It's none of us are okay apart from salvation through Jesus Christ. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Here's the thing that just, this is the one that just sends me, I guess if you can send me to the moon, this would be it, okay? Jesus' first message in Matthew 4:17 and Mark 1:15 was, repent. If Jesus just accepted everybody just the way they were, why did he say repent? Why did John the Baptist say repent? Why did Jesus say repent? Why did Peter say repent? Why did Paul's first message say repent? Why did every single person along the line say repent, 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 if there's nothing to repent of? You see, that's the kind of thinking that just, you know, and this is something that I want to be careful of. I'm a supporter of nonprofit ministries. I support taking care of the poor and helping people, but I also have to be forward and straight up in Scripture. The poor are mentioned 142 times in the NASB Bible, and sin is mentioned 430 times. A little discrepancy, 3-1. Jesus came to save a world that was and is lost. Before he helps them find forgiveness, he shows people why they need to be forgiven, their sin. And the idea that everybody's just fine no matter what they do and where they're at is absurd. There would never have been a reason to send a prophet ever. And yet Scripture is filled with that. Now, I'm not just trying to bash on that. I'm trying to separate what's biblical truth and what's not. I don't care if you're Democrat or Republican. I don't really care if you're liberal or conservative. I don't care. If you're a Bible-believing, born-again Christian, there is one central place of truth, and that's the reality of the 66 books, 39 in the Old Testament, 27 in the New, the fact that God, who created the universe, get that out of Genesis 1:1-2, also can write a book. I mean, come on. That takes a leap of logic? Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Listen, you should love your neighbor and warn them if they don't know Jesus that you don't want them to die because that will make Jesus sad because hell is a rotten place to go to. Get it? Okay, there you go. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Taking a short break, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Do you know how you keep going? Do you know how you keep putting one foot in front of the other? Do you know how you don't give up? Do you know how you don't quit even though you want to quit? You fix your eyes on Jesus. You see with God. When Peter went out of that boat and stepped on that water, there is no natural principle in the world, in any normal universe, that would allow Peter to walk on water. But he did one thing well. He looked at Jesus. And as he was looking at Jesus, the Bible says he walked on the water. He looked at his situation, just focusing at Jesus. Then he took his eyes off of Jesus, and he saw the winds and the waves, and he sank. He lost the correct attitude when he stopped seeing with Jesus in the picture. Whatever you see, whatever you face, whatever you encounter, do not see it or face it in the natural. For we walk by faith and not by sight. So everything you see, you must insert the picture of Jesus.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. If you want to reach out to us, you can. You can call 972-445-0770. You're welcome to do that. Or you can text 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. We always do trivia. It's fun. It keeps people on their toes, keeps people thinking. And from my point of view, I think it keeps people thinking about the word, which is like, that's, you know, it's like kind of a fun Jeopardy-ish. Now, if we had $1 million, we'd give money away all the time. Guess what? I don't have $1 million. I could use the Steve Martin theory on how to make $1 million in real estate. Here's how you make $1 million in real estate. First, you get $1 million. Okay.
See how that works.
Now you know why. It's Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. Okay. Let's give the next trivia question. I thought it was funny. I think it's funny. I always think I'm funny. My wife says that's what you think. Here we go. Who tried to buy the ability to give others the Holy Spirit in the book of Acts? Ooh. Who tried to buy the ability to give others the Holy Spirit? Somebody tried to buy it. That didn't go well. Who was that? If you know, 214-210-8483, and you're welcome also to call 972-445-0770. So I'm going to get into the teach in just a second. Just a couple things I do want to say first to make sure that everybody keeps their mind and their wits about them. If you are so focused on television and the internet and everything, and you're looking and you're just so absorbed in everything that's going on, you're going to find out that it doesn't take very long for your spirit to deflate some. So one of the things that I've noticed in my own life is I will read scripture, I'll do my devotions, I'll read my Bible, or I'll do my study, I'll do commentary, and so on and so forth. And then whenever I kind of move over to the news, I have this like little buzz in the back of my head, and it just brings me down a little bit. What I'm trying to say is don't be so focused on all the circumstances around you that you miss that which is coming, which is the return of Jesus Christ. That should make you more blessed and happy than anything else. Okie dokie, who do we have on the phone?
This is Van.
Hi, brother. How are you? I haven't heard from you in a long time. How you doing?
I know. I've been listening to you, but too shy to call.
Well, it's so great to hear your voice. And you're another person I get to pray for on a regular basis. Okay, so we got a big trivia question up. We got people texting in. But you have the floor at this particular time. There was somebody that tried to buy the ability to transfer the Holy Spirit onto other people's lives, to give people the Holy Spirit. Who was that person who tried to buy that?
And Simon the Sorcerer.
That is correct, sir! As is everybody who texted in. They also got that. Everybody did an excellent job on that.
Excellent.
And what's really funny is people, I don't know if a lot of people know this, and you got to be careful. I got to be careful on the air when I say this. But Peter's response was less than nice. He had mentioned that perhaps Simon could go to some other place. said it in such a way that kind of let you know, wow, I don't think Simon Peter was, I don't think that, that Peter was really happy with Simon the Sorcerer, because they kind of told him to go, you know, jump in a lake, but kind of insert lake for something else. And so says, excellent job, sir. Excellent answer. A way to stay on top of it. All right. Thank you, my brother.
Bless you.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. All right. Bye-bye. Excellent. I love that. I love hearing from everybody, and you get the texts, so that's really cool, and then you get the phone calls, and it's just like, you know, it's a little community, and I think it's great. This is not your church, but we are glad to be a part of the fellowship of your life.
Yay!
Good job, dear. She just dropped that one in. Perfect. That was not planned. Very good. All right. So I want to go back to this, and then I'll get into the teaching, and you'll understand why. So I just – it's not that you don't look at the news. It's not that you don't process. It's just that you can get so heavy into the things that take place that you stop focusing on the Lord. So in Isaiah 26:3, where it says, "You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon thee," or steadfast upon thee, because he trusts in thee, there is this – understanding that you got to have your focus on the Lord, and even the things you see, all the events happening around you, nothing is catching God by surprise. It might catch you by surprise. I don't disagree with that, but it doesn't catch God by surprise. And I just had the privilege of writing in one of the posts in the PhD class that talked about crochet, you know, how the needle work and all that stuff. And on the front, usually you have a picture and it's outlined and it looks nice and it's cool and it's got colors and it makes sense. But on the backside, it's a mess. Well, you just have to think of it. You're looking up from the backside on earth. God's looking down at the picture. It's like, yeah, that's how you got to see things. Okay. All right. Now, from that to this, you still have to love me. Here we go. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 9 through 10. "For this is a rebellious people, false sons, sons who refuse to listen to the instruction of the Lord, who say to the seers, 'You must not see visions,' and to the prophets, 'You must not prophesy to us what is right. Speak to us pleasant words, prophesy illusions.'" All right. The reason that I'm bringing this up and the reason that I had the intro part is because I don't want you to think that focusing on the Lord means that everything's just a pie in the sky and everything's cotton candy and you're just at a circus and there's no issues or anything like that. That's not what's going on at all. It's more the faith that Abraham had, that he looked directly at his situation and saw it's a mess, but through God, something good can come out of this. That's the difference. And so these people, just so you can know, they were a rebellious people. And it's so funny because I wrote this. I just cannot tell you. I wrote this before there was a Donald Trump on any political scene. And it says right in the middle, "fake kids." I'm just telling you. They're saying straight out, "Don't tell us the truth. Speak nice." Okay. Now, as you have listened to this show, there's more than one occasion where I talk about sin. I mean, it's just what it is. I mean, you got to acknowledge it. You got to confess it. You got to surrender. You got to come before the Lord. Anybody that is pulling back from preaching the fullness of God, that's not helpful for people. You need to tell them everything. There's good news, but before the good news, and I like that Dr. Robert Jeffress and I had this conversation privately before he was talking about it publicly, but before there's good news, there's bad news. The reason that there is good news is because there's bad news. See how that works? See, so the good news is in response to the bad news. And so for some of us, as we're out there, like, look, there's nothing wrong with gravitating to a church that you like. Nothing wrong with liking a style. Some people like expository. Some people like topical. That's fine. That part doesn't matter. 2 Timothy 4:3-4, this is what matters. "For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but have itching ears that will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions. and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. What you shouldn't do is just listen to people that make you feel like you are so number one, because you're not. I don't have to apologize for that. I don't need to say anything about that. You're not number one. You're the same number I am. Zero. Because there's only one number one. His name is Jesus Christ. Now, we're a part of his family, and we're blessed to be connected to that. And because of that, maybe we're a 0.5. But the point is, there's only one number one. And you don't want to just have teachers that everything they say, you go, I agree with that. I agree with that. That's perfect for me. I like that. I knew a very good friend, a business acquaintance, that could not stand hearing any preachers that talked about sin, and he considered it negativity, and he considered it, you know, like, don't bring me down. It's like, look, I think in that mindset, that person has missed the true grace and mercy of God. God points out your sin and then does what if you're a genuine believer? Draws you closer. So you got that. That's kind of messy. Come here. And if you're not sure about that, look at the law and look at how Moses and the testimony of Moses, listen how great this is, said that the high priest only went into the presence of God once a year, and that to deal with sin, the sin of the nation. On the very moment that they're dealing with the sin of the nation is the only time the high priest is allowed to come into the actual presence of God, leaving a testimony that when you're messed up, go to God. What did Adam do when he sinned and God came on the scene? He ran away. Instead of running away, you run to God. And you go, oh man, help me. And if you're a person that's like, well, you know, but I want to be reminded of my sins. Are you kidding? Look in the mirror. You should be reminded of your sin. How hard is that? Just look in the mirror. You know you're a sinner. You're a sinner saved if you're a Bible-believing, born-again Christian. If you acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you've asked for forgiveness and asked him to be in your heart by faith. Yes. But you still got the sinner tag in there somewhere. And it's like, and I had somebody get mad. I'm just a saint. I'm just a saint. Okay, well, you're doing better than Paul did. You're doing better than Luke did. You're doing better than John did. You're doing better than Matthew did. You're doing better than Mark did. You're doing better than Peter did. You're doing better than James did. You're doing better than Jude did. I mean, come on. You don't have to be wicked about the whole thing. Look, we're a sinner, and we're sinners saved. We depend on that. We depend on that salvation. So don't just, you know, everybody making you feel good and stroking your hair and scratching your back. Oh, you're just so fantastic. Everything's perfect about you. No, it's not. But that's how great the love of God is. Because everything's not perfect, he still loves you. He still chose you. He still selected you and said, I want you to hang out with me for all eternity. Now, how good is that? That's fantastic. Yeah, it's just absolutely fantastic. Because his love is that great. And for us, fresh every single day. Oh, I like that. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Taking a short break, then we'll come back. Don't go anywhere.
Get your real estate agents here on sale. Only a dime a dozen. Step right up and get your agents.
What's going on here?
Real estate agents are in bloom here in Texas, so they're being offered only a dime a dozen.
Is this how real estate agents seem to you? A dime a dozen? Well, that's enough. Kimberly McQuinn, Realtor and Broker Associate with Fathom Realty, is not a dime a dozen real estate agent. Real estate isn't her hobby, it's her passion. With over 12 years of experience, Kimberly knows real estate isn't about selling, it's about the relationships. Get a free consultation by reaching out to Kimberly at turn2realtyteam.com. That's turn2realtyteam.com. Or call 903-484-6637. That's 903-48-HOMES. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced investor, whether you need a short sale or are looking for foreclosures, Kimberly is the quality you want and deserve for your real estate needs. Don't get the dime a dozen agent. Turn to the best. Turn to Kimberly.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry.
What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing. Except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Don't forget, livinginhisgrip.com has a lot of our intro and exit music for free under the HYMN, H-Y-M-N project. You're welcome to go there. I do want to point something out about that commercial that was just on. I know it's terrible. It's a little bit egotistical, I understand. But that's like one of my favorite commercials.
I just like his voice.
Yeah, he's got this really great cadence when he speaks, and he just like kind of nails it. And I just love that. You won't get a thing. I'm telling you. See, in real, general, normal Christian radio, you're not supposed to do stuff like that. That's why I like this kind of Christian radio. I'm just saying. All right, so let's move right to the next thing. So you are welcome to Texas. Here's our last trivia question. It's not that tough, and some of you have been answering, hitting everyone on target. Big props out to Joy, hitting everyone on target. Good job. 214-210-8483 is the text number. The phone call to call in, 972-445-0770. Here is the next. And if you notice, these have all been in Acts on purpose. But that doesn't mean I'm teaching Acts. It just means that I'm doing the trivia from that. Who was sent to pray for Saul before he was known as Paul? Ooh, there it is. Who was sent to pray for Saul before he was known as Paul? Who was that? 214-210-8483. You can call in. If you haven't called in, you're welcome to call in. Some people like to text. Some people like to call in. I don't mind. I mean, you can always send an answer through the email. I mean, just because it comes in at a different time doesn't mean it's wrong. So, I mean, that's something to be aware of. So that's the question that's on the board right now. Okay. Let's see. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email, david@hemustincrease.org. Don't forget, on the website, though, you can always just hit this button and it says contact form. I think that's still working. I hope so. Again, we put up that prayer. It's not really – you know how they say the sinner's prayer? It's just something to use as a model that you can help somebody make a decision for Christ. If they're at that point and you're looking for something to say and you're not sure how to put the words together, that's what it's there for. Okay? All right. In a sense, every prayer is a sinner's prayer, but most people don't recognize that. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry, and YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry, except for the prayers of Jesus, of course. Let's get into it. So you got this weekend coming up. Do not go into this weekend with this expectation of blah. Okay? Don't go blah. I mean, I got to do all this biographical work. Blah, don't go into the weekend going blah. Just one step at a time, at 1 hour at a time, you know, one day at a time. I mean, Jesus specifically said, you know, give us this day our daily bread. Jesus was trying to teach people one day at a time. There's nothing wrong with looking at the future, but there's something wrong with looking at the future with fear. That's the difference. You want to look at future with faith? That's hope. You look at the future with fear, that's sin. Aha! So now that's kind of defined. All right, let's look at Isaiah chapter 30, verse 18. I love, 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 love this portion. I love these things. Isaiah 30, by the way, is one of the most fantastic portions that there is. Just such a great, 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 great chapter. But Isaiah 30, verse 18 says this: "Therefore the Lord longs to be gracious to you, and therefore he waits on high to have compassion on you, for the Lord is a God of justice. How blessed are all of those who long for him." And this is where you move out of the churchianity, the religiosity, the traditionalisms. You move out of that stuff. There is this point where you are going to spend eternity with God. And that eternity that you spend with God is not you're just going to go about your regular business. If you're in construction, you're going to do construction work, and then you're going to come home to your mansion in heaven, and then you're going to put on your Sunday best, and everybody's going to go to church. And this is not what's happening. What are you talking about? That's not what heaven's going to be like. That's what's going on here. This is a fallen world, right? Where we're going ain't nothing like that. We do know that we'll have an insight into one another. Why? Because Moses and Elijah were on the Mount of Transfiguration, and the disciples knew who they were. How did they know who they were? What did they have? Did they have photos? Did they have smartphones back then? No. But they knew instantly who they were. Pretty amazing. Anyhow, what I want you to get is this thing with the Lord. This is all about this longing, this hunger, this desire to be with him. Because when you're with the Lord, there's a fullness of joy. You've heard me say before, I don't think our bodies right now could handle the fullness of joy that comes from God, which is why we're going to have new bodies, and it's going to be kind of a different system. But listen to what it says. "Therefore, the Lord longs to be gracious to you." There's a lot of people out there that think of God and think of him as stingy. Or God's playing the shell game, try and snatch the pebble out of my hand. You know, it's like, that's not what God is like, right? That's from the show Kung Fu. I mean, that's nothing to do with God. He's not trying to, it's not a shell game. Yeah, figure out which one it is. Come on. The Lord longs to be gracious to us. He loves us. This whole program that we're in, and the reason I call it a program is, in my mind, and it's limited, I give you that, but in my mind, this is all like a television in heaven. It's like a 24/7 television thing. Everybody's life, everything going on all the time. Remember that the scripture says in Ephesians 3, 10, 11, 12, that God shows to the principalities powers in heavenly places his wisdom through the church. That's us. So he's showing somebody his wisdom on a constant basis. You're all the world's a stage, you bet. And we're prime time. And here's the bottom line. He loves to be gracious to us. And he waits on high to have compassion. He wants to do that. But he's a God of justice. Can't just, you know, he can't do it where people are resenting it and so on and so forth, because they've already resented Christ. That ain't going to keep going on. That resentment of Jesus Christ is going to catch up to them. And it's a qualifier that you understand. God is just. He pours that compassion out and pours that grace out and pours that graciousness at the right and perfect time. And that becomes an issue for you and I to trust him. That he knows exactly when. I've had the Lord, I don't even know if that, this might have happened today, but I got this impression from the Lord. It's like, you don't even know how gracious I am. It's like, I think he's right. I think I kind of get it. But kind of gives me, I don't know, 20, 25%. But there's 100% to go there. Maybe I'm only 10%. I could be 5%. Actually, some days I'm 1%. But the point is, he's gracious. He loves us. Look at what he says. How blessed are those who long for him. If you hunger for the Lord, if you're like the deer that pants after the water, you will be so blessed
Because God knows. He looks at your heart. He knows what's going on. And no, you're not going to do everything perfect. If he thought you were going to do everything perfect, he wouldn't have provided the sacrifice of Jesus Christ for you. I don't know how you get away from it. Right? What does it say in Revelation? The lamb that was slain before the foundation of the earth. That's what it says. They're like, well, you know, God didn't want man to sin. No, but it wasn't like God didn't know. Because then he's not omniscient. And it's like, well, that doesn't work. Because he does know. You see what I'm saying? You get what I'm going with that? All right. Somebody's calling in. They might get under the bell. We only got like a minute and a half. Got to tell them we only got a minute and a half. Here we go. Here we go. Are they going to pull it off? Or they're just going to call in and share the answer? I'm going to tell you that in 1 second. Are they on? Okay. This is David. You only got a 1 minute. Who am I talking to?
Man.
Oh, hey, brother. All right.
I'm back.
Okay. What was the name?
Ananias.
Ananias. You're correct again. Good job, my brother. Excellent job. Way to call in and nail it down. I appreciate that. And I want you to have a fantastic weekend. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right.
I couldn't find you on Facebook.
Okay. You can?
We're broadcasting today.
Oh, you don't know? We're still on Facebook. Is that what you said? Yeah, we're still there. Just look for David Spoon Media.
All righty.
Okay? All right, my brother.
Bless you.
All right. God bless. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, creatures of all ages and sizes, we're down to the last minute. My wife and I have to go on a diet. I'm so depressed. We went to the doctor. He's like, "Yeah, you got to do better." Like, yes, sir. Okay. So you can pray for us. We need the sustaining graciousness. That ought to be a fun time. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go into this weekend being aware that there's stuff going on all around you. That's true. But there is a God in heaven who reigns over the universe, not just the earth, but the universe. And he, get this, likes you. Now just think of that. The God of the universe likes you. And he's going to spend eternity with you. The more you long for him, the more blessed you will be. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 71-hour break, then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.